This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Better Than Before here on the C-Suite Radio Network. I'm your host, Coach Tony Richards. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I did. Spent the day with my family, my mom, as I've said before, but in case you're a new listener, my mom doesn't know how to cook for seven people. She only knows how to cook for 700 people. And so we had more than enough. I had Thanksgiving leftovers that I brought back to my place for at least 3 days. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday of the year. I know Christmas usually gets most people's number one vote, but Thanksgiving is so significant to me because I think being grateful is such a driving force in your success and in accomplishing dreams and things that you want to do, that we have a national holiday built around gratitude and the giving of thanks. I have never missed so far. I was very sick last year, as a lot of you longtime listeners know, and my dad passed away right before Thanksgiving, and I was able to make the trip. I probably shouldn't have. That's how sick I was. But I did make the trip, of course, for my dad's funeral and for Thanksgiving. I mean, I have never missed a Thanksgiving at home. So I'm hoping that that will continue for years to come. I've missed Christmas many, many times, but I've never missed a Thanksgiving. And so it was a great, great time. And I hope yours was as well. Got a good show for you today. I've got a quote that I'm pondering this week that I want to share with you. I'll cover the national days of celebration. If you want to have a holiday every day, we have them. You may not be aware of them, which is why I do them here on the podcast. But for the coming week, I will tell you what every day is the day to celebrate. And I'm also going to discuss our Leadership and Business Book of the Month, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. It is by Michael Lewis, same guy who wrote Moneyball and The Big Short. I have that and a whole lot more on today's episode here, Better Than Before. Let's kick off with our quote this week, and it is this. We must remember that one determined person can make a significant difference and that a small group of determined people can change the course of history. Sonia Johnson. That is a quote that I've used many, many times to inspire executive teams that I work with about the culture of their company and how coming together as a team, as a group of determined people, can create history, can change the course of history, can change an entire company's future and fortunes going forward. And a small group of people working together, there's nothing quite like it. If you've never been part of an effective team, then you don't know what you're missing, because there's nothing quite like being a member of a team that is connected spiritually, connected naturally, connected friendship-wise, and that bond never goes away. I still have members of my executive team when I was running companies that I stay in contact with, and we still have a close friendship and a close bond. Some I haven't talked to in years. Others, we talk at least once a month or every other month or whatever. So being on a strong team, it changes you, and it's a good kind of change. It's a good thing. Okay, so National Days of Celebration. So today, the 28th of November, we've got National Allen Day. So if your name is Allen, today is your day, National Allen Day. Red Planet Day, so a day to celebrate Mars. It's a National Day of Giving. It's National French Toast Day. Tomorrow, on November 29th, it's National Package Protection Day, Electronic Greetings Day. On the 30th, it's the Day of Remembrance for all victims of chemical warfare. It's also National Personal Space Day. So for those people who need personal space, give it to them. It's their day. On the 30th, it's also National Mississippi Day. It's National Mason Jar Day. It's National Moose Day. So grease up that hair and tease it a little bit with some moose. And Stay at Home Because You're Well Day. It's a day to celebrate being well. Take the day off. Stay home. On Friday, December 1st, we kick off a brand new month with National Pie Day. And boy, Thanksgiving to Christmas, people probably eat more pie than any other time of year. It's also Antarctica Day. It's National Bartender Day this Friday. So your favorite bartender, take care of them, especially Friday. National Eat a Red Apple Day. It's World AIDS Day. And it's also Rosa Parks Day. On Saturday, December 2nd, it's National Play Outside Day, National Fritters Day, National Mutt Day, and National Special Education Day. On Sunday the 3rd, it's National Roof Over Your Head Day, International Day of Persons with Disability Day. And on Monday, December the 4th, it's Santa's List Day, International Cheetah Day, Wildlife Conservation Day, National Sock Day, National Dice Day, and National Cookie Day. Those are your days of celebration coming up over the next week. If you pay any attention at all to the financial markets, you've probably heard of Sam Bankman-Fried. If you don't pay attention, certainly in the news, you've noticed this frumpy-looking guy with wild, frizzy hair. It looks like he just rolled out of a college fraternity house, Sam Bankman-Fried. And so the story of Sam Bankman-Fried has just been documented by Michael Lewis in a brand new book called Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. And it's a book about the rise and fall of Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. And Michael Lewis tells the story in the book of how Bankman-Fried built FTX into one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, how it all came crashing down in 2022. So he starts the book out by profiling Sam, the founder and CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. He describes Bankman-Fried as a brilliant but socially awkward nerd who was obsessed with math and computers. Bankman-Fried attended MIT, where he studied physics and mathematics. After graduating from MIT, Bankman-Fried worked as a trader at Jane Street Capital, a quantitative trading firm, and he became disillusioned with the traditional financial system, which he saw as unfair and inefficient. He believed that cryptocurrency could be used to create a more efficient and equitable financial system. In 2017, Bankman-Fried left Jane Street Capital to start his own cryptocurrency trading firm, Alameda Research. In 2019, Bankman-Fried founded FTX, a cryptocurrency exchange, and it quickly became one of the more popular cryptocurrency exchanges in the world. He was able to attract investors and customers by offering a wide range of products and services and by having a strong customer focus. FTX was one of the first cryptocurrency exchanges to offer derivatives, such as futures and options. FTX also offered a wide range of other products, such as margin trading, lending, and staking. FTX was also known for low fees and easy-to-use platform. In 2021, the cryptocurrency market experienced a major bull run. That means the prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies soared to brand new highs. The company benefited from this bull run, and its revenue and profits grew rapidly. And it was fueled by a number of factors, including the COVID-19 pandemic, which led to increased demand for digital assets. The bull run was also fueled by institutional investors, such as hedge funds and pension funds, which began to invest in cryptocurrency. By the end of 2021, many experts were warning that the cryptocurrency market was in a bubble. They believed that the prices of cryptocurrencies were too high and that a crash was inevitable. There were a number of signs that the cryptocurrency market was in a bubble. The prices of cryptocurrencies were rising at a much faster rate than the underlying value of the assets. And additionally, there was a lot of speculation and hype in the cryptocurrency market. In 2022, the entire cryptocurrency market crashed. The prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies fell sharply. FTX was hit hard by the crash, and its revenue and profits plummeted. The crash was caused by a number of factors, including the rising interest rates set by the U.S. Federal Reserve, and it was also caused by the collapse of Terra USD, a stable coin that was pegged to the U.S. dollar. In November 2022, FTX filed for bankruptcy. The company had lost billions of dollars in the market crash, and Sam Bankman-Fried resigned as CEO of FTX. FTX's bankruptcy was one of the largest bankruptcies in the history of the cryptocurrency industry, and the bankruptcy also caused significant losses for FTX's customers and investors. Going infinite is a fascinating story about the rise and fall of Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX. Michael Lewis does a great job of explaining the complex world of cryptocurrency and also the factors that led to FTX's collapse. The reason it's our leadership book of the month is because it's such a cautionary tale about the dangers of investing in new and untested technologies, and it's also cryptocurrency being a new and volatile asset class, and investors must be very careful before investing in it. Overall, it's a well-written and informative book, and it's a must-read for anyone who's interested in the world of cryptocurrency and the story of Sam Bankman-Fried. I think there are a lot of leadership lessons to be pulled from Going Infinite and the story of Sam Bankman-Fried, but I will allow you to read those and figure those out for yourself. Otherwise, I would sound incredibly biased and probably sound like an angry old man who is putting down someone as young as Sam Bankman-Fried. But success at an early age is very dangerous. I'll put it that way. And when you lack the emotional and overall maturity to be able to handle the amount of success that was coming his way, dangerous things can happen. And of course, you may or may not know that he has been sentenced and has gone to prison. And there are a lot of reasons for that. And again, read the book. It'll become very apparent to you how those things happen. Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon by Michael Lewis. I think it's well worth your time for a very good read. Well, that's our show this week. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4, and you can go to my website, clearvisiondevelopment.com. All our episodes of Better Than Before are there. We have 6 years' worth of episodes archived there for you now. There's 20 years' worth of my blog post writing and leadership ideas. Also, we want to remind you about the Monday Morning Memo. You can go to the homepage of clearvisiondevelopment.com, scroll to the bottom where there is a sign up place and a dialogue box. You put your email address in there and you hit subscribe. And every Monday morning, you'll get my latest thinking and ideas, the books I'm reading, and some journaling ideas for you. They come to you every single Monday morning to get your week started off. It's like sitting down and putting together a leadership plan for the week. And you don't really have to do anything. All you have to do is get my Monday Morning Memo, print it off, and put it down by your journal, and you're ready to go. Special thanks, as always, to our producer, Tessa Hall, for always making this show sound so good. And until we visit again next week, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you, be thankful every single day, and everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.